let's get right to the big problem with feedback.
Do you have some criticism for me?
No, but if I did, how could I deliver it that wouldn't be so poor?
It is rare you're going to ever walk into a situation where companies, managers are good at this. We just aren't good at it. And there's a couple reasons why. One, we rarely set the stage. I was teaching a class on this very topic, and I had a student, and she said, "This happened to me today. I've been avoiding my manager all week because every time I see him, he's always negative, always giving me kind of criticism and just picking at me." So he calls me at the very end. Pretty soon, you know, he starts getting wound up, and all of a sudden she realized, oh my gosh, I'm in a feedback session. So there was no setting the stage. So that's an important kind of first step. Second thing that happened was then she realized it's really not me that he's upset with. He's upset with a bunch of other stuff that's clearly going on, but he's taking it out on me. So part two, when you want to give good feedback, it's got to be clean. It's got to be about that person. Don't let the other stuff going on in your life affect your ability to do that well.
How do you avoid sort of shutting down if you can recognize that in the moment, this isn't really about me? There's still probably something useful there, right?
One more thing that we tend to screw up, which makes the shutdown thing happen, is when we give feedback, we'll do it emotionally. Raise our volume a little bit. You know, maybe we'll use some words. A student said he got feedback, and associated with the feedback was the word moron. Not a way to be heard if you're wanting your feedback to be heard. Now, to your point, whether we like it or not, all feedback has got some nugget of truth in it. So look at it, listen to it, try and assess what is something in there that I can pull away and say, all right, there's value in that.
So how do you separate that? You've said it's important. Separate the valid criticism from the venting, the emotion. How do you do that?
It's hard to do it in the moment. Here's what you need to do in the moment. And I want to be really, really clear on this. Don't say much at all. Your words will get you in trouble. Your mouth's going to get you in trouble. You have two paths you can take. One path is simply say, thank you for that. Can I come back to you later if I have any questions? Or you can say, that's really hard to hear. Would it be okay if I came back to you with more questions later? Here's what you don't want to do. Don't get defensive in the moment. Don't start arguing, because what you end up doing is you create two problems now. Now I don't like you, and we've still got this feedback problem.
I've heard this idea that in general, when providing feedback, you always want to have two good things and one not so good thing. It's sort of on balance, you have twice as much good feedback that you give somebody versus bad feedback. What do you think about that?
Well, hold on tight. Are you ready for this? The ratio is 9 to 1.
So 9 good to 1 bad?
That's what the research has come to. 9 good to 1 bad. Other variants of that research have shown it to be 4 to 1. But the point is, you've got to do a lot of deposits because those withdrawals are big. Feedback's just like a bank account. You've got to have enough in there. So when you want to make a withdrawal, there's something there. Each little positive reinforcement, you need a lot of those to equal one withdrawal.
I've been talking with Brandon Smith, who comes by most weeks to help us with our work and careers. See you next week, Brandon.
Joshua, as always, I'm looking forward to it.